Well, first, New Zealand Rugby is to take a 5% stake in Sky as it unveils a new broadcast deal. In the latest twist in the battle over broadcasting rights, Sky says it has secured the rights to broadcast Sanzar rugby matches until 2025. In a statement this morning, Sky says the broadcast rights include exclusive coverage of all Investec Rugby Championship, Steinlager Series, Investec Super Rugby, Mita 10 Cup, and all New Zealand's other domestic competitions, including women's competitions like the Farrah Palmer Cup. Sky's share price has fallen by more than 20% following last week's news that Spark had won rights to domestic cricket, including Black Caps matches in New Zealand. So here's one of the hitbacks. What's behind New Zealand Rugby going so far as to buy shares in Sky? Grant Davies, investment advisor with Hamilton Hinden Green, is back with us. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Are you surprised by this?
Well, I think we all knew that a deal was in the works. I don't think many were picking the structure of the deal, though. So, yeah, I think it has caught the market by surprise. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it trades this afternoon.
Can you think of a precedent for a major sports organisation, sports body, taking a share in a private broadcasting company?
I've been racking my mind this morning. I couldn't actually come up with any. I think there's a few examples, perhaps in the States, but usually it's the other way around, where the broadcaster would buy the sports team. I can't actually.
What do we know of the deal at the moment?
Well, as you explained, New Zealand Rugby are taking 5% of Sky, and that's only about $20 million worth on the current market. Obviously, both parties would be looking for that value to go up. So it's a relatively small part of the deal. The overall deal has been talked about being north of $400 million. So it's probably more symbolism from Sky TV's perspective. It does show that the two organisations are wedded together and both of them are sort of heading in the same direction.
What are the other components of a deal typically of this nature then? It's simply cash for rights, is it?
It's simply cash for rights in most circumstances. There might be the odd revenue sharing element to it, but generally speaking, you pay and you try and make your money back from advertising and subscriptions. So this time, Sky TV have sort of sweetened the deal with an equity stake.
Do we think it was Sky's initiative?
Well, from Sky's perspective, they are looking at tightening their belts wherever they can. So, if they can avoid paying cash up front for something, then this is probably as good a way to do it. And particularly if you can align yourself or the incentives of New Zealand Rugby with your own.
What is interesting is the sense that there was a straight-out case of outbidding over the cricket rights last week that Spark Sport secured. And we talked about New Zealand cricket's financial situation being fairly challenging, and just paying over and above the odds might have secured that. Is this a way of Sky making sure it had a big enough headline dollar price? Some of it's going to be an equity stake, but it's going to add up to something they felt comfortable in.
Yeah, and I think New Zealand Rugby wants to make sure that the product that they've helped, Sky have essentially helped create over the last 20 years remains strong. It's probably fair to say that without Sky TV, you wouldn't have schoolboy rugby and all the grassroots rugby being viewed as much as it is. You could probably extend that to women's rugby as well. So New Zealand Rugby are aware that they've got a good partner with Sky, and that's no doubt a factor that they've considered as well.
To go so far to say is that it's almost about propping up Sky, ensuring that it remains a valid sports broadcaster because of the benefits you've just outlined.
I don't know if that's New Zealand Rugby's job, but I think anyone looking at Sky from the outside at the moment knows that they do need the rugby. So I guess they have a symbiotic relationship in that sense.
Is it a sweetheart deal, or is it a solid deal if it is of this total value that's being discussed?
Well, I think the 5% is probably just the sweetener on top, and obviously the rest of the deal, which must be north of $80 million a year, is the I guess it all comes down to dollars and cents at the end of the day. So they would have had to have bid very, very strongly for it, like I say, that 5% is just the cherry on top.
The point of having a stake is what?
From New Zealand Rugby's perspective, well, yeah, they'll be hoping to get dividends, obviously, out of it in the long run. So Sky sort of have been paring back their dividends over the last few years as they've been looking to secure, I guess, their future and more broadcasting rights. So they haven't been able to pay out as much as they used to. So I think New Zealand Rugby obviously be looking for another revenue stream from that going forward.
How vital was it to Sky's viability, and particularly its Sky Sports viability, to secure the Sanzar deal and the All Blacks rights?
I think incredibly vital. It's hard to imagine them continuing without the rugby, to be honest. Anyone can stream movies, most sports that come from overseas, anyone could buy those these days. The production advantage that they perhaps have for rugby in New Zealand has been the thing that's got them across the line.
That, and as you've pointed out, perhaps avoiding that fracturing of who has rights to what, because New Zealand Rugby wants to keep a big presence in front of New Zealanders' eyeballs, right?
Exactly.
It wants to make sure there's a critical mass available, preferably, by the sounds of it, preferably from one broadcaster.
Yeah, and, from New Zealand Rugby's perspective, they need players coming through and they need children to fall in love with the game, and that comes from every level. So perhaps part of the reason for the success of New Zealand Rugby over recent years has been the quality of the product on our nation's TVs.
Is this a blow to Spark Sports ambitions?
I don't think so, no. They probably would have had a go at these particular rights, but they know that Sky are going to be here for a while yet, and for Spark, it's just a matter of getting a foothold and make sure they maintain profitability in this sort of fight.
Thanks very much, Grant Davies, an investment advisor with Hamilton Hind and Green.